you're thinking. You've got to decide. Let us help you choose. Listen to Career Talk and get the ins and outs, ups and downs of professions and industries.
Chuh, I'm late and these people are driving so slow. Move out of the way, man. Chuh. Oh my God.
Steve, help me pull out the door so we can get her out of the car.
After three. One, two, three, pull!
Oh my God, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much.
All right, hello, miss. My name is Mario. I'm a firefighter. What is your name?
Tracy. Wait, I thought you were a police officer.
Actually, firefighters do more than just put out fires. This is a misconception that has followed the Jamaica Fire Brigade for years. If there's no fire, their members have nothing else to do. But there's much more to the Fire Brigade than putting out burning buildings.
The Jamaica Fire Brigade is the premier emergency response agency on the island. We are responsible for all fire emergencies, response to motor vehicle accidents and other natural disasters, as well as providing emergency medical services, which is via ambulance service through trained emergency medical technicians. But this is in specific parishes right now, so it's not across the island.
Public Relations Officer Jamaica Fire Brigade, Emilio Ebanks. The basic requirement for joining the fire service is 5 C6 subjects, which must include math and English. There's also an entry exam which recruits must pass.
After that, we do background checks, we do medical checks on the individual, and of course, there is also an interview process which would further assist in selecting the right candidates. And the age for recruitment is between 18 and 34.
Once you're accepted, you then move on to training. This lasts for 3 months, and recruits are taught the theory and practical aspects of firefighting.
After you have made it through the training process, you then graduate and you come onto the Jamaica Fire Brigade at the rank of firefighter, which is the first rank. And from that stage, you are on a probation period for 1 year.
The 1 year period is broken down in two parts. This is to expose new firefighters to different emergency situations. This will help them become more rounded.
It's really part of the process to ensure that when you come through the training process and you join the ranks of the Jamaica Fire Brigade, we are getting the very best person in terms of what we are looking for.
Now that you've finished with probation, you must spend some time gaining experience on the emergency response team. With this experience under your belt, there will be numerous opportunities for growth.
For example, you have the fire prevention section, the maintenance section, which is broken into building maintenance, hose and equipment maintenance, motor vehicle maintenance. You also have the emergency medical services section, where we have trained EMTs, or some persons like to call them paramedics, and they have responsibility for responding to medical and trauma emergencies with ambulances. And you also have persons who serve in administration, which is at the brigade headquarters. However, this is mostly at a senior level.
If you're the holder of a degree, there's no accelerated program in the brigade. However, if you have training in a critical area for the running of the brigade and have experience as a firefighter, you will have an edge when there is opportunity for promotion. Finally, there are some critical skills you will need in order to become a successful member of the fire service.
To be successful in this job, you must be an adrenaline junkie. You must have that kind of zeal to act on your feet quickly in such a way that you are not jeopardizing the life of others are yourself.
Public Relations Officer Jamaica Fire Brigade, Emilio Ebanks. That's it for this week's Career Talk. On behalf of Studio Engineer Vanessa Silveira, I'm Andre Palmer. Take care.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.